couple really interesting ideas tonight. First from the Kutzker, a couple things, then from the Sfas Emes. But when it comes to the Kutzker's first idea, so it's really incisive, I should say. We know the beginning of the parsha talks about that when you're going out to war, you find the Yifas Toar, and which is interesting. We call her a Yifas Toar because Yifas Toar just means a beautiful woman. It's nothing to do with the situation, right? I think they say Rachel Imenu is Yifas Toar b'fei mareh. So we're not talking about Rachel Imenu in this situation. We're talking about a captive of war. So when it comes to the captive of war, so we know you know, maybe you're not supposed to marry her, and then if you do, it'll lead to all these terrible consequences. What are the consequences? You'll have a couple wives, she'll be one of them, you don't like her, but she'll have your bechor, and you'll have to give her the bechor, the birthright, etc., etc. Harkens back to some earlier episodes of the Torah. We're not going to get into it. Now, another possible...
Then the rebellious son.
Yeah, then more than the other. And then the next one is the rebellious son, the Ben Sorer Umoreh. In Kansas, I think there was a... I'm pretty sure I wrote a Dvar Torah based on it. There was a band called Kansas, right?
Yes.
And they had
Dust
a song. What was their...
Carry On Wayward Son.
Carry On Wayward Son.
Yes.
So I wrote a Dvar Torah based on that song. That Ben Sorer Moria, you have to carry on with a wayward son. That you have to... nowadays, the Gemara tells us, Lohayo lo asid lio, it's never going to happen. So we have to try our best to raise our children in the best of our abilities. So that's why I talked about them. But the wayward son, what's his name in this category? In the Torah's...
Is it Latin then?
Right, okay. But how would he call him in Hebrew? The Ben? Sorer Umoreh. What do those two words mean? Sorer means... Sor min hadavar shegiru lecha, right? Lo tasor min hadavar. Don't veer away, right? Don't stray. So that's Sor, he's a Sorer, he's a strayer, he's going off the path. And what's a Moreh?
Rebellious.
Is a teacher. Right? So what does that mean? Ben Sorer Umoreh. So the Kutzker says, the Gemara tells us, why is this boy killed? He's barely even bar mitzvah age. And yet he's going to be killed for it. Why? What do we say? Not for what he's doing now, although he is showing signs of not being a good person. But why are we killing him? In a theoretical sense, obviously not practically.
Before he does something.
In the words of the Gemara, Neharag al Shem Sofo. He is killed on behalf or in accordance to his end. I mean, when he comes to an adult, it's indicative he's going to be, you know, problematic. So we'll you know, finish his life now while he's still innocent as opposed to when he's going to be guilty. So first of all, big kasha, what does that mean? Innocent, he's eating as a gluttonous and stuff like that. But says the Kutzker, if we take this Gemara more literally, what are the words Neharag al Shem Sofo literally mean? If we would translate each word, Neharag, he is killed, al, upon, Shame, what's Shame?
Name.
His name, Sofo. The end name. He is killed upon in accordance to his end name. What's his end name?
The family.
Not his family name.
No.
What do we call him again? The Ben Sorer Umoreh. If I had to ask you, why is he killed? Because he's misbehaving. Says the Kutzker, that's not why he's getting killed. He's Ben Sorer. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody strays from the path. Why is he killed? Because he's also Moreh. He's not only doing the wrong things, but he's teaching other people to do the wrong things. Says the Kutzker, it's one thing to be a problem. It's one thing to make mistakes. It's one thing to maybe stray a little bit. But then you're going to force other people to stray. You're going to influence other people. So that's your Neharag al Shem Sofo. Not Neharag al Shem Hitzchalto, or Hashem Shem Rishono. Not the first name, the Sorer. We can deal with someone who is making mistakes. We can try to help them. We can try and get back on the path. But once you're going to make mistakes and cause others to do mistakes, you're going to try to influence others in bad ways. So that's when we have to put an end to it. Yeah. Yishmael, you mean?
Yes.
Yishmael. Yeah. That's the big
young
question everyone asks.
But he's very young. He didn't do anything. He wasn't Ben Sorer.
Yishmael.
Oh, that's right. He was
on the
at that point.
Shmuel's a little older.
No, wasn't he the, at first? Was only limited, and then.
I think they say that Yishmael had his bris at what, 13? No,
he had his bris before.
So that's definitely before he left.
Before Yitzchak was conceived.
So he might have been a teenager. He might have been a teenager. It's unclear how old he was.
15 or 16.
Yeah, it had to be a couple years because the pasuk already says Beyond the Gomel, it's like Yitzchak was already weaned, and then Yishmael. But either way, it's Akasha. It's Akasha. People ask because the pasuk says Ba'asher Husham, that Hashem judges him at that moment. And this is one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah. One of the themes of why we read that parsha on Rosh Hashanah is Yishmael Ba'asher Husham. We're not talking about what's going to be, what has been. Just Hashem, look at us right now. Right now, I want to be here in Shul. I want to daven. I want to be with you. So Ba'asher Husham. It is a big kasha, and a lot of the mefarshim ask this question. I don't have any clarity on the issue right now to give you a full answer, but you should know that it's asked, if that's any sort of comfort. It is asked and it is answered. But that's the Katzke Rebbe's first point, Ben Sora for tonight. Ben Sora Rumore, that it's not that he's Nerag al Shem Rishona, that he's a Sora. Everybody makes mistakes. Everyone is Sarman Haderach once in a while. Not ideally, but people make mistakes. The question is whether or not those mistakes lead others to make mistakes. That's the Mora. If you're teaching others to do bad things, that's when we get involved. Then the Katzker has another idea. Katzker later on, Parsha has a lot in it. But the Katzker says let me think for a second, I want to say this one first, or if I want to say Svasemis first. Yeah, let's say this one first. Both of these have to do in a more positive way, but have to really do with on a more personal level. Not talking about somebody else, but talking about ourselves. The pasuk tells us in a couple of different ways that when we see our friend or our friend's property having difficulty, lo sirah ashur achicha o aseyo nidachim v'hisalam tamehem. You see your brother's animal in trouble and struggle. Hashav tishvim achicha. If you see them, this case is about hashavas aveda. And then it says later on, lo siras chamor achicha o esho noflim baderech. If they're struggling with the buckling under the weight, v'salam tamihem, don't sort of disappear from the scene. Rather, hakem takim lo, help the animal get back up on its feet, which could either mean you take off the load or you help it in one way or another. I think halachically we consider this to be the mitzvah of prika, to take things off of the animal. But it's also te'ina, to put things on, if it needs help getting things on. So the Katzker Rebbe says the following, based on Rashi. Rashi here says, what does he say? By Hachim Takimimo. Zu te'ina, lahatin masoy shenaf mi'alaf. Right, to put back on a package which fell off of the animal. Imo im ba'alav. What does it mean? Hakem takim imo. You should reestablish it with him. What does it mean with him? It means with the person whose donkey it is. What does that mean? You have to do it together. What?
I think the Gemara discusses that.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he says you've got the mitzvah, I can see.
Good, that. Good. That's what Rashi says. The guy is going on his way, and his donkey's got packages, and the packages fell off, and he sees you on the road, the same road. He says, "Hey." You remember that Pasuk and Devarim and Kiseitse, it says you have to do this? Get to it. Right? Chop, chop. So says Rashi, right? If you want to go ahead, get the mitzvah. It's time to saddle up. Put the stuff back on. So says Rashi, in that case, you're pater. You don't have to do it. Says the Katzker Rebbe, Mikan Raya, Gam Lagabe Hasiyua Shemesayim Lo La'adam in Hashemayim. The same thing is true when it comes to Hashem helping us in our lives. It says, "Rak im hu atzmo yiga v'amal aleihem." Only if the person himself is willing to deal with the burden, is willing to deal with the packages that you have to load upon yourself. That's only that situation. Az misayim lo min hashamayim. Then Hashem's going to help out. If you sit around here and say, Avinu of Harachaman, do your thing, right? Give me all the mercy. Give me the rachamim. Just lay it on me, right? So then Hashem's going to be like, I'm putter, right? Halach v'yashav lo, and you say, Hashem, let's do your thing. So Hashem doesn't have to do anything for you. It's only if Hakim Takim Imo. When is Hashem going to be mekayim us? When is He going to be bringing us up to establish up on us up out on our own two feet? That's only if we're Imo. If we're also trying to put the work in. If you start a little bit, Hashem's going to help. So obviously a message for Rosh Hashanah. It's not just a magic Yom Kippur Mechaprin, right? We say that Yom Kippur helps and takes away all of our sins. It's not true. We have to do a little bit too. And then Hashem's going to do it. We have to put in the effort ourselves. The Sfas has a similar idea, or at least a relevant idea also, when it comes to this Parsha. And he says, Lo sira v'chule v'hisalamta. It's an interesting word. This is a haunted house or something.
It's a school.
But the...
It's a wheel that needs a little...
grease. The squeaky wheel gets the... What's it called? The squeaky wheel gets the oil. So the pasuk had said, Lo sira eschamar achicha o shor o noflim baderach v'hisalamta mehem. And you shouldn't disappear from them. It's a weird word. Says the Sfas Emes the following. Yesh lefarish. One could understand this pasuk in the following way. Kshe'adam margil atmokach, shalo yuchal lehisalem mehefset shel chaveiro. If someone regulates their feelings, their sensitivities to such an extent, that when you see someone else who's missing something, see someone else whose property or whose, spiritual burden is missing, is lacking, and they're having difficulty, so you should make it so that lo tuchal hitalem. This is another pasuk has a similar lashon, but it says that you should not disappear. You shouldn't, go away from the path. But what are the words? Lhitalem. That you shouldn't disappear. You shouldn't just magically think, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see it. I walked away. Lo suchal hitalem says this vasemes. A person should accustom themselves to not be able to disappear from a friend's lacking. If you see a friend or his property or his life is having some kind of difficulty, you should accustom yourself to feel that difficulty. Right? What we would call in modern terms empathy. To feel that difficulty. Whether that means in his worldly matters or with his spiritual matters. He's having a difficulty. You have to look at that and say, I can't disappear from this situation. I have to do something. If you're able to do that, then you will ultimately have the ability to bring back whatever it is that they're missing or to reestablish them, to bring them back up, like the shor or chamor. You bring them back up. If you're able to, within your own sensitivities, have that feeling that I can't leave this situation. So then he goes further. Umikol shekein, ba'adam atzmo, she'inyan zanoe k'she'eno yachol lisbol asapechisos shebo, az hu noshea. So too, all the more so, when you're able to cultivate that sensitivity on behalf of somebody else, when you see someone else missing something, you see someone else struggling with something, and you feel like you have to help them, you can't go away from the situation, the same thing is going to end up happening to yourself. You see in your own life that you have something that's difficult for you, you have something that's struggling, you're going to be sensitive to that difficulty, and so too Hashem will then come to your aid and say, I will also help you. That she'inyan zenoi k'she'in yechol lisvo asapichisos shebo. You can't deal with how lowly you are, or how little you have. Az hu noshea. In the passive, I think he's referring to Hashem. Then you will be saved. Then Hashem will bring you salvation. Just like you can't bear to see someone else missing or to see someone else struggle, you will also be helped when you're missing something too. And this is similar to something we were talking in my drasha on Shabbos, we talked about a little bit. But I want to sort of make a point that I think comes from for lack of a better term, a shame psychologist. Her name is Brené Brown. Anyone ever heard of Brené Brown? Brené Brown is an expert in shame and vulnerability. and she talks about her own struggles, and she talks about other people's struggles, and how the attribute of shame can be utilized for the better in terms of repairing relationships. And anyway, it's a fascinating book. It's called Daring Greatly. She has another book called Leading Greatly, or something like that.
So good.
Yeah, she's very good, very insightful. And she, I think it's in her book that I saw this, that when it comes to self-care and self-health, so one of the main barometers that we should have for ourselves and how do we care for ourselves is whether or not we would do something for somebody else. If when you look at somebody else and you say, they're struggling with something, I have to help them, at the very least, you should be able to help yourself in that same situation. Because oftentimes we say, oh, this person is struggling, I need to help them. But then we're struggling with the same thing. We say, oh, I don't, what am I good for? I do something else with the money, or I'll just suffer through it. Says, I think it was Brené Brown, but similar to this Vasemes. If you cultivate this sensitivity for somebody else, then you should have the same, you will have the same sensitivity for yourself. That if you see someone else struggling with a certain, you know, mida, some sort of spiritual aspiration, or something in the worldly desires that they're struggling with, so too you should at least care for yourself in the same way. And obviously the connections to Elul are obvious, but when it comes to what we said on Shabbos, Ish l're'eyu matanos l'avyonim means that if you're able to recognize your own faults, you'll be able to help other people when they have something missing. So too in this situation is somewhat of the flip side of that. When you see somebody else, you'll be able to help them, and thereby you'll be able to help yourself. So this is the idea of self-care. It's the idea of Elul, that in order to help our own standings with Hashem, sometimes we have to help ourselves. And the Sfas is talking, I think the Sfas is talking about that here, when he says, Lo sucha li salim, you can't leave your friends, and therefore you can't leave yourself either. Because oftentimes we forget to take care of ourselves, whether it means in a health matter, whether it means in a material matter, or whether it means in a spiritual matter. Oftentimes we'll be able and willing to go help somebody else out. We'll give them tzedakah for them to fix their problems, but we won't be willing to give our own selves tzedakah to help our own problems. So when it comes to the month of Elul, of course, we should be selfless and look out for other people. And the flip side of what I said on Shabbos, however, is that we should also be selfish. Make sure that we're not only taking care of other people, we also have to take care of ourselves. Whether that means in our own livelihood and making sure that we're spending the money that we need to take care of ourselves, which often is not so easy, but also in a spiritual realm, it's not just about making sure that there is siddurim in the shul, but it's also about making sure that we can read from the siddur ourselves. Right? So the same idea can be easily applied to our own lives. Instead of projecting a problem onto somebody else and helping them with it, we should also remember to help ourselves with those same problems. Because too often, we're willing to forego our own kavod, our own honor, in order to help somebody else. But oftentimes, especially in the month of Elul, we should focus on ourselves and make sure that we're doing what we need to be healthy in our own lives, physically and spiritually. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Yeah, Michael, what's up?
I was hungry too.